The other question I have is, it looks like in your budget, you start out with beginning cash balance, but then you budget the entire amount in expenditures. So you don't end up with, there's no ending cash. So are you putting all beginning cash into bonds and transfers, or where's the, are you allocating everything you have?
No, the beginning cash is a number second there to make the budget balance. In actuality, we currently have $564,000 in investments, and the general fund cash is $526,000.
So you're over $1 million sitting there cash-wise.
Right. That number is just put in
to balance the budget.
And historically, we have not spent the full, I mean, that's how we ended up with that
money. Right, I understand that.
We have not spent the full budget amount. And then there's also...
What do you have in your capital accounts? Because you're transferring out, I mean, $300,000.
The reserve account has $200,000 investments and just $5,000 in cash. And the LOSAP account has $235,000.
But it looks like this year the plan is to transfer out $313,000 to the capital project fund?
That's essentially a pass-through. We get 24, the town contract is $24,000 a month for the town contract, which is conveniently the payment on the engines.
Oh.
So the 313 is the payment on the new engines. And that's run through a separate systems account, so that, yeah, that's all kind of sitting off to the side from the other numbers that we have.
Okay. That was my other question, is where's the payment for the engines that's in the capital?
Yeah, okay. Well, it actually shows up here in the revenue, Town of Friday Harbor.
It shows up in the revenue, yes.
244,
right.
Yeah.
But there was, I didn't see an expenditure in here.
Yeah, right. The transfer in.
Okay.
Any other questions for the chief? You've been most gracious with your time and your candor. It's really helpful. It's really helpful. So we really appreciate it.
The attempt was to make the information factual. I may have contributed some personal opinion throughout the evening, but
you were clear about it, unfortunately.
Well, it was difficult to not say what the fire commission thinks and instead of what you think. They all have their own opinions. And it's
they
probably
do.
And they're moving targets. Yes,
as new information comes in, new situations arise, it's certainly moving target.
Hey, Brad, just without going through the numbers, do you offhand know what your overhead is, percent overhead to your total budget?
As far as?
So what it takes to run the business as opposed to what it takes to actually operate the business. So like, anything that kind of goes into the, administrative expenses.
Well, there's administrative and commissioners, those would be overhead. I think everything else is pretty much operation.
Well, most of the training is overhead just because most of the costs
Because
is associated
with
the assistant chief's
right.
wages and benefits.
Right.
Take 40,000.
Right. So you could probably take training, administration, and commissioners out of this, and that would be pretty much overhead.
Yeah.
So you're looking at.
If you wanted to do the math quickly, at least.
Yeah, I was just wondering, just to try to look at a comparative when we get into EMS's budget.
That's on the other side of my spreadsheet over here, and I can get that for you.
Yeah, I was just curious to do a comparative on what the administrative expenses of EMS are against what administrative expenses of fire is.
Yeah, guess it depends on where you're drawing the line. Because
yeah,
a lot of it is interpretation.
Because there are some, I know there's some EMS expenses that may or may not be considered administrative, some more substantial ones. Yeah, the detail in the job descriptions, but I'll break it down a little bit more.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Interpret that.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Anything else on the numbers? Potential? I don't know where to find me if you have any other questions.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other new business? We've got the EMS chief locked in for our next meeting, which is going to be on July 18th.
The Chris Compton is locked in for the July 18th.
Yes.
Observing from how this went tonight, it sounds like a lot of the questions are not budget questions. So do you want me to go back to Chief Martin and ask him to come? I mean, I did invite him, but I said either of you or both.
Yeah, I got the impression from him he was going to be here, but would you just ask him? Because it would be really great if they were both here.
Okay.
I think that would
follow
be
up on that. Make sure that he comes.
Thank you.
And I would venture to guess this is a much simpler budget than the EMS.
Yeah, in the EMS budget, you know, this is a hospital district stuff kind of makes things more complicated too, so.
Right.
But yeah, I will follow up with Chief and make sure that he comes. I think he's coming, I don't know for sure.
Yeah, if we could just lock that down, that would be perfect. Okay. Thank you. Are there any comments from our members of the public? Thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate it. Good. Well, hearing...
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So maybe I missed it in the emails. Did you find the white paper? Did that get sent out? Did I miss it?
So the chairman of the hospital district board has been out of town. He gets back... Well, he got back tonight.
He was on his chairman
on the... yeah, he's on. So he was on the white paper committee. And so I was hoping to talk to him about that when he got back into town, because I'm not sure how to track that down. I've never seen it. Rick said he saw it, so there's got to be something out there. So they're going to talk to him about that.
I think, didn't you help author one? Not,
I did. Yes, I did. And he was anxious. The very early stages of that white paper were prepared by Mark Sweeney, John Hinchcliffe, and you may remember, and me. And we worked on it for about 6 months. And then I left, and John left. And Mark, who really is the driving force behind that paper, enabled Germany to participate in the writing of it. And I don't know, there were a couple of other people, I think professional fire people involved in the preparation of it. I've seen two or three versions. One at 64 pages, which is the early version. One at about 40 pages, which is from March of 2017, and one at about 35 pages, which is later in 2017. If you have trouble getting any of those, I can get them. I have them.
That's great. Thank you.
Could you, you and I probably could talk about it, please, if I could close for you.
There's an issue here. It is Mark's project, and he feels very strongly about not releasing any of those versions of the paper to the public until all of the authors, current authors, have signed off on it.
So it sounds like you're
talking. I think tomorrow, okay, at the meeting,
so
you should ask
it would be
about
best.
Well, yeah. I thought Dr. Edwards was on that. Was he not on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I lost track of who was on the paper and who was on the committee.
But if it's not a public document yet,
it's not,
and they don't want to make it a public document, then they shouldn't make it something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Through formal channels, it becomes
so. I apologize that I don't have something for you yet, but I didn't forget about it. I am working on it, and so
Yeah, I was just asking if I missed something in the email.
No, it isn't in our hands yet.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that actually could be useful.
And I have the website page for you guys to go live in another week, hopefully.
Excellent.
That's great, thank you.
But I need to get the board commission.
Yeah.
So, three of them have agreed, but I haven't been able to talk the last two, so I don't anticipate any problems.
Perfect. Well, great. Any other, Dan, you have anything?
Nope.
No, Mark, anything else?
I don't.
Rick, do you have anything?
Other than just between now and the 18th, projects or anything that we're kind of diving into?
No, I think hopefully we'll get the EMS budgets ahead of time. And that'll be kind of preparation for that meeting.
Should we potentially have talked to or see if Scott Williams, who is the chief on Orcus, who runs a combined department, come talk to us about what he sees as pluses and minuses in the system? I mean, I don't know if there's anybody else. I mean, is Lopez a combined? They're a lot smaller,
yeah,
but I'm just wondering if...
But with both Scott and Jay, I think that they also have external experiences as well.
Well,
Jay came from Seattle. So his experiences within the county are probably limited just because he started the first of the year, but he's got in-depth experience outside of the county. And Scott has been a couple years now as chief, mm-hmm. And has also come from outside. So they're probably good. I think it's a great suggestion.
Yeah, excellent. So we'll build that into our work program. I think we're going to have, following the meeting with EMS, we were going to have the health district, the hospital district, brief us, do the same thing basically with their budget. And that'll give us a chance to talk about liabilities. And then we also wanted to get Duncan Wilson here from the town to talk about where the town is and what their interest is and what he sees as being possible and not possible. And then I think we could start really getting into some of the details. That's a great recommendation.
George, I know that when we left last week, you were going to ask about a boat. I can't remember what it was, as to whether there would have to be
a boat.
It depends on what we're asking to do. If you want to change boundaries of anything, it's a boat.
Okay.
If you don't change boundaries, just move EMS from where DMS levy from where it is to where it used to be. We did that. I don't think we took a vote for that last time, and I don't think Biden gave me an answer to that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we took a vote to move it.
Okay.
So I think as we get a little further down the road, going to be a big.
I should say it was a vote of the commissions, but it was not a vote of the people.
Okay.
To move the EMS levy from one district to another district. But if you change the districting at all,
then it's
a vote of the people.
Okay.
But I'll confirm that.
Yeah, and as we start to look at some options, I think we're going to have that broader discussion about some of the mechanics.
And if we want to ask about Regional Fire Authority in any more depth, Dave Ralston, I'm sure, would come over from South Whatcom Regional Fire Authority and talk to you about it up one side and down the other. Doesn't he love to talk about that?
I may have his report right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you would have a report from him.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sorry, I took it out. It's okay. The orange folder.
But I would say that if you want a name on that, if we ever pursue Regional Fire Authority, there is a guy who would be happy to talk about it.
Hey, Chuck, I have one more question for Brad. I forgot to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you don't know because you weren't the chief at the time. Is there a reason why when the county had contracted with town, why there wasn't a decision to see if the town could be annexed in? I mean, I know that people were concerned about property tax and voters voting it down, did anybody do any research to go out and say, okay, what are the issues? How can we, was there anything done behind the scenes to look at that and say, if the town says, we're going to take this $280,000, we're going to put it into streets, and here are the projects, and yes, your tax bill will go up slightly, but did anybody do anything like that?
What is the timeframe you were asking about?
Well, it's been 6 years or 7 years, hasn't it?
It wouldn't go up slightly, it would go up the 56 cents or 54 cents.
No, I understand that.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think.
And at that point in time, I don't understand that the town was willing to offset that someplace else. That was kind of a third rail.
Was that under the King Fitch administration?
Yeah.
That would be why.
Yeah, well, and several different mayors and.
He wasn't going to visit that question at all.
We had about two fairly extensive discussions.
Yes.
With a town about.
Maybe more, I'm not sure. I've lost count personally.
Two formal ones.
Formal, it's formal presentations that have been made to town council.
That third rail was part of it.
Every time.
But that, there were other concerns.
But we have a different town administrator now.
But you still have that same challenge.
We still have that challenge, but we have a town administrator who is not as hard and fast on this question. That's what's.
And has worked with RFAs.
And he totally gets it. Yeah, exactly. That's another distinction.
That'll be an interesting discussion.
Well, and there are street improvements happening.
Which falls into the category of perhaps now is the time to have that conversation. Whereas I can tell you from the last 30 years before that, it was not the time to have that conversation.
Well, great, hearing no other concerns, that it will stand adjourned. And we'll be back in business on Wednesday the 18th. Have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you didn't feel grilled, but I really provided a lot of good information. That was helpful.